Hey, everybody, welcome to the Sportsmanlike Conduct Podcast. This is going to be for the YouTube channel. I am going to be uploading, making some card content, going to be long form video, short form video. But I wanted to make my first one here, pretty much a little lowdown. I am picking a card to choose to talk about. Today I'm going to be talking about the 1997 Topps Chrome Tim Duncan. This is in a PSA 9. Pretty much I'm going to talk about the card, what it says about the player, and pretty much the player's career, kind of diving into the card.
Tim rebounding it and bringing it. The crossover. Get out of here! Tim Duncan strolling down the lane.
Got to find a way to stop Duncan. He is off in a big-time way with 9 already.
Watched a lot of Tim Duncan throughout his career. You know, basketball starting, I'll be talking football, I'll be talking baseball, maybe some boxing as well. But yeah, I'm kind of going through the at least three major sports for sure. But again, kind of want to go here, kind of reading the what's on the back of the card, and you know, try to make it a little fun, try to change things up. You know, I think there's a lot of card content out there, and maybe there are some people that do it like this. If there is, I haven't found that or haven't seen it, but good for them. But yeah, anyways, here we go. Anyways, this is the 1997 Topps Chrome Tim Duncan. It is in a PSA 9. This is card number 115 from the Topps collection. And on the back of the card, it says, "What makes a star? What makes a star?" Obviously, I can't read. Scoring? Question mark. Tim ended his career with 58 straight games in double figures rebounding. He led the NCAA with 14.7 points a game. Defense. He was a three-time defensive player of the year. Consistency. Duncan logged 86 double-doubles in 128 games. Heart. His strength, says Wake Forest coach Dave Odom. Is his demeanor, his personality, his attitude, his court persistence. He was, fearlessness on there. Again, can't read, but I'll be posting, whether I'll be editing this video, I'll be posting a better picture, hopefully. And anyways, going from there. And now I'm going to kind of get into Tim Duncan's career. Kind of going by the numbers, this article is by the Associated Press. Andy Hyatt. Anyways, going on and kind of talk about Duncan throughout his career. Duncan was the only player selected in 1997 NBA draft who was active during the 2015-16 season. Duncan is one of two players, along with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, to record at least 2,600 points, 1,500 rebounds, and 3,000 blocks in his career. Duncan is one of three players to win the Wooden Award, NBA Rookie of the Year, NBA MVP, NBA Finals MVP, and NBA All-Star Game MVP, joining Larry Bird and Michael Jordan. Duncan is one of four players to rank in the top 15 for points, rebounds, blocks in the regular season, joining Kareem, Hakeem, and Shaquille O'Neal. And these are all, again, points from the article. I just really liked a lot of these, so I'm just going through them. NBA champion, number five, Tim Duncan is NBA championships, tied for Kobe Bryant for the most among players who were active in 2015-16. Obviously, none more there, but still, five championships for the big fella. Duncan, again, just for the ultimate teammate. Obviously, you know, the biggest chase before this year, everyone was talking about it. You know, the Spurs hitting the draft, they got Wembanyama, they got this guy, you know, and just struck oil twice in almost, you know, a little over two decades apart. But Duncan was he was a sure thing. And I mean, God, he just lived up to it. You know, top 10 players. I have him in the top 10 of all time. Yes, I have him ahead of Kobe. I know a lot of people out there think Kobe's top 10. He's just not in my top 10. Frame by frame, it just Duncan ranks in the NBA's all-time top 14 in scoring, rebounding, blocking, games played, and minutes played. That is huge, man. I think minutes played are just so underrated. What has been so incredible about what LeBron has done throughout his career, just being able to stay on the floor, make yourself available. And, you know, again, Jordan played for a long time, but he took a few years off in between his career and just different. NBA Duncan has 15 NBA all NBA team selections, tied with Kareem and Kobe for the most all time, in all defensive NBA selections, the most all time. Again, not just offense, but defense. Duncan, you know, again, just he's probably the most underrated superstar in the NBA of all time. You know, people love excitement that Tim Duncan was not that. When he was in the finals, especially in like 2007, I think it was like one of the lowest rated finals ever. He was even going up against LeBron James, but it was like everyone knew that that Spurs team was going to wipe the floor with the Cavs, and they did. I mean, they swept them in four games. They obliterated them. Duncan got his, was it his fourth ring at the time? Yeah, just incredible. Let's see, the Spurs won at least 50 games in each of Duncan's last 17 seasons, the longest streak in NBA history. This is incredible. Again, this guy, all he did was win. You see like what Jokic does, he wins games. This was, you know, this was Jokic before Jokic is what Duncan is doing. I mean, again, I would take Duncan over Jokic. For Jokic even being in, mentioning the same sentence as him, it's pretty incredible. But yeah, again, just you know, this is the kind of style of player he was. Bank shot was just incredible. You know, there's so much about Duncan. Just consistently wanted to get better every year. He was so unselfish. And what Popovich has always talked about him is he's just so coachable. You know, so hard for it to be coachable for that long and to be that unselfish and just want to be better at the game. That's why he was won five titles. I think he went to, what's he lost one? He lost one. I think he lost one finals. He should have probably even had another if he didn't get hurt in 2004. Yeah, but crazy. Lakers shot, Derek Fisher. Yeah, it was just a crazy, some crazy postseason things, but Duncan was always there. 19 postseason appearances for Tim Duncan, who reached the playoffs in every season of his career. Duncan also joins Kobe Bryant and John Stockton as the only players to spend at least 19 seasons with one franchise. Incredible. 60. The Spurs won at least 60% of their games in each of Tim Duncan's 19 seasons, a record in the four major U.S. sports. 71. The Spurs won 71% of their regular season games, 1,072 versus of 438 losses in the Tim Duncan era, the highest of any team in the four major professional sports during that time period, and the best 19-year stretch in NBA history, of course. 126 postseason victories together with Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker, the winningest trio in NBA history. 157 playoff victories, second most in NBA history. You won't guess who is first. Derek Fisher, 161. 164 playoff triple-doubles, the most in NBA history for Tim Duncan. 568 playoff block shots, the most in NBA history. 575 regular season victories between Duncan, Ginobili, Parker, the winningest trio in NBA history. 1,001 regular season victories for Duncan, the most for a player with one team, and the third most overall. He notched all those victories with Greg Popovich, making him the winningest player coach, making them the winningest player coach duo in NBA history. 9,370 postseason minutes played for Duncan, making him the only player with at least 9,000 minutes. I'm not sure if that's accurate. I need to double check that with what LeBron has done, because what LeBron has done just making the playoffs all the time is pretty damn incredible. But again, just wanted to again hop into the player of what Tim Duncan had achieved. Incredible, underrated card, very affordable out there to go out and get. Card that again I will hold on to. There's so many of them out there. We'd love to get an autograph card of his one day. But again, the 1997 Topps Chrome, a Tim Duncan card. Again, talking about his career. Just absolutely incredible, Duncan. Again, five-time champion. Was just, I think he was probably the best player of this century, of the 2000s. Again, I know some Kobe fans out there are, you know, looking at it, but like, you know, even, you know, for like what LeBron has done, and again, probably I'm wrong there. LeBron is the best player of the century, but for what Duncan did in his career, definitely top 10. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should do who I think the top 10 is, and pull rookie cards, or maybe not even rookie cards, just other cards of players, because I don't have all those rookie cards. But yeah, and kind of go by who I think is in the top 10. Maybe not in order, but anyways. I hope you guys all enjoyed this video. I'm the host of the Sportsmanlike Conduct podcast. My name is Brian Argott. I hope you guys all enjoyed this video. Tell me what you like, what you didn't like, and I'm going to improve on these videos each as it goes forward. Hope you guys all have a great day.